Welcome, everybody, to our first 2017 Chime In call. This is Kelly Sullivan Walden, and I'm so excited to have you all here. So I'm going, and forgive me, first of all, for my funny sounding voice. I've got a cold and I may be coughing. Hopefully I won't hack everybody's ears off. Just bear with me as best as you can. So let me just invite you to turn within for a moment. We'll close our eyes and take some deep breaths that might inspire a cough. Just allow our breathing to help to center us and to bring us into that wonderful, wonderful place in the center of our hearts. Let's just let every breath help us to release and let go of any distractions or any of the to-do list that may be looming in front of us. Anything that would put any kind of a barrier in front of our hearts or that would limit us in any way, let's just right now imagine that our exhale can sufficiently release and move all of that aside back to the nothingness from whence it came. So that with every new breath, we can just fill up with the sunlight of the Spirit, with that wonderful energy that governs the universe. And we just know that right where we are is the perfect place to be. And that the people that we're with right now are the perfect people to be with. And that everything happening in our lives is exactly as it should be. And that you are enough, in fact, more than enough, sufficient and overflowing with possibilities and potential genius qualities that you've may already gotten to know, and maybe you haven't even met those genius qualities yet. So we just know that something wonderful is in front of us, something wonderful is happening on behalf of our greatest good, and behalf of the greatest good, on behalf of the greatest good of all concerned. So we let this call be an opportunity to unite us deeply, as if no time has passed between now and our last call, and an opportunity to connect with those who aren't physically and virtually with us right now. So we just allow our hearts to get as big as the world to embrace all of the countries that are ultimately represented by this organization that truly embraces all aspects of this world. So in gratitude for this and this technology that brings us together, and we make room for the glitches because that's part of it, we give thanks for this hero's journey that we're all on, and thanks for each other for being here. And I'm grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Amen. A woman, ah, chime in. So before we start, I just want you to stay with your eyes closed for a moment, and I'm just going to ask you to be willing to share in a moment about one thing, one quick, short, sweet little thing that you're excited about, that you want to share about something that's going on in your life or something that's coming up for you or something that's happened recently that you're proud of or excited about. And we'll just keep it short and sweet. And then a quality of being that you want to be, that you want to embrace during this call. So with that, I invite you to open your eyes, and I'll start. And for those that aren't on the call, let's just say our names before we share. So I'm Kelly. And one thing I'm very excited about is I'm so excited about the service trip that we just had to Guatemala and Colombia, and I'm excited about 2017 and getting to start our new Chime In year with you all. And I just have a really good feeling about what's coming up. So excited. And my quality of being is enough. There's enough time, enough space, and I'm enough. So that's mine. And I pass the baton to whoever wants to go next.
I'll go.
Cam.
Right now, I'm going through a lot of changes because I'm applying to literally every job I can find in Rhode Island under the sun. And it, while it's a very trying process, I'm also very excited to see what opportunities open themselves up to me as I move forward and find something new. So I'm looking at that in the best light as I possibly can. And then quality of life right now, I'd have to say, is commitment and pushing forward. I have two of them. So
cool. You can have two. Okay. Very cool. Thank you, Cam. Who else wants the talking stick?
I can go.
Okay, Priyanka.
So I am really excited for 2017, like you were saying, Kelly, because it's my year of graduation, high school graduation.
You're the class of 2017.
We are.
Oh my God.
I've been this for quite a while. Wow. And I'm applying to schools, so it's a really fun process of seeing where I could end up in the fall. So it's just like a whole new journey that I'm on. So it's really, really exciting. And the quality of being, I think that I'm at ease.
I like that. I'll second that notion. Thank you, Priyanka. Thank you. So who gets the talking stick next? The virtual talking stick. We should have like a real one that we're like, that we should all have a real one that we pass around.
Or individual talking stick.
Right.
I can go next.
Okay, Krishna.
Just to hop on what Priyanka said again, 2017, I think it's going to be a really extraordinary year. I think I started off the year pretty good personally. I think personally I had a, on my birthday, I did something quite not ordinary at all, something I never expected to happen. I ended up talking, video chatting with my father after 10 years. I haven't talked to him ever, and like seen his face in a long time, and I told him what I felt about him and what I felt we should move on from our relationship as father and son. And it was really humbling inspirational. And also I felt like I had finally had faith in being, our relationship being more proper. So yeah, for me, I felt like I've started a good start of my year I think this year is going to be really, quite amazing. And in terms of what I feel right now, I feel like a sense of urgency in my life now. I feel like I have a movement finally. I feel like I was stuck for a while, and now I finally have generated some movement of what direction I want to go in my life. And it's pretty, pretty amazing what, possibilities have come from that, decision.
I'm very happy for you. Thank you. The quality of being? What's the quality of being?
It's quality of being. Yeah, it's having a sense of urgency now. I feel like I'm in movement.
Action. Great. Thank you, Krishnam. Okay. Who's next?
I can go next.
Okay, so, great.
From a different standpoint, something that I'm excited about on Friday, yesterday, last night, I went to in a place in Soho in London to Five Rhythms, and it was a charity night. I don't know if you've heard of Five Rhythms. It's quite big in New York, I know that. So it's kind of like a spiritual dance, kind of energizing. It's really exciting. And they go through five different rhythms. It's about dancing yourself.
Oh, five rhythms. I thought you said
five ribbons.
Oh.
Me too. Rhythms. Yeah, sorry. It's my British accent. It's horrible.
It's lovely. Five rhythms. Oh, I love that. I think I have heard of that.
Yeah, and so I went to one of them, but it was a charity night, and it was just absolutely fabulous, and it was full of some really great people, and I went with some friends. So that was something that I'm very excited about very recently, the energy that I would like to portray, especially during this call, is just wide awake, because it's late here, and I'm really energized and excited to be in this call and speak to people I've not seen in a while, but I definitely want to be wide awake in this call as well as this year.
Thank you. And thank you also, Kat, for being up at almost, it's like almost midnight. It's 11:30 p.m. So yeah. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Nancy, what about you?
Well, hi, everybody. Sorry it took me a minute. I was installing a new computer thing. But anyway, I'm pretty excited. Still coming off the trip. Very happy about what we did there. And we missed you this year, Kat. And it was great. But while I was there, I did a lot of meditation, and I came up with all these different plans for future stuff for my own career and for things I'm working on. And so I've been putting that in motion. So I guess you could say my energy is motion.
Woo! I love that. I think we've got some qualities of like presence and being, and we've got energy, like moving. So I think we should blend all of those things together, be still and present in the moment and excited about where we're headed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nancy. So I want to make a few quick kind of bullet point announcements, and then I have some questions for you guys, and then what I think I'll do is leave you with those questions unless we have time for some people that can hang on and we can banter a little about the questions, but we can schedule another call to kind of follow up with what you percolate regarding those questions. And that's kind of the basic structure. So one thing is I want to introduce Nancy to you in a new capacity. Nancy has stepped up to be, and we were talking about, well, what's your title going to be? But basically, Nancy is going to be helping be a logistics person with us. But she does it in a very juicy, fun kind of a way. She makes logistics seem like a really fun thing. So I'm calling her the Juicy Logistics Goddess. Now, that doesn't sound very corporate at all. But I want you to know that Nancy... And I thought, you know, we should all come up with titles that really inspire us and make us feel like, oh, I want to get up in the morning and do that. Woo! You know, so that's Nancy. So Nancy's going to be with us on our calls and in and around with all the different things that we do. I mean, she's been with us now for the last year. She's been on two of our trips, and she's been incredibly helpful. And I just want to acknowledge her. So hello, Nancy. And welcome to being an official member of Chime In.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Okay, so going forward, there's a few things that we have kind of in the pipeline. We want to have the youth ambassadors from 2015 and 2016 transition towards becoming mentors. And what that looks like is loosely this: it's being of support, being on any calls that you're able to be on that your schedule allows. It might look like finding or connecting with one youth ambassador that you particularly resonate with, or that is from your region that you're friends with, that there's an organic connection with, and you support them with what they're up to with their project or. However, I mean, a lot of this is going to be organic. Mostly it's the role of support that gets kind of defined as you go along. So two mentorships or any number of mentors might look different than any of the others. And Krishnam, you kind of fall into an interesting category because you stepped in at the end of the year as a youth ambassador last year. But I know we talked about you being a youth ambassador this year because you never really got a full year under your belt. So we're very excited to have you on our call as an official youth ambassador. And awesome. Krishnam has a great video on the call on our website. And Priyanka, Cam, and Kat, I'd like to officially welcome you as mentors. Yay! I think we should just have a little round of applause. Yay. And so that means like, you know, be as involved as possible. I mean, I want each year that we do this to get better than the year before, as anything should. You know, we let go of what we didn't like, and we improve upon the things that we can, and we just get better. So one of the things I want to see more of is us really living up to the part of our brand and our tagline, which is that we're a youth-led, adult-supported organization. So I really want to encourage more of the youth ambassadors and mentors to take on legs and arms of the project, of what we do, and to feel really, truly empowered. So that might look like Cam, you taking on the radio show and you letting me know what you want from me, if anything, and you might not need me at all. And so things like that. One thing that I, and Priyanka, before you have to take off, I'd love it if you had like a minute or two to just chime in about anything that you want to say before you have to go. And I know you have to go with the, on the half hour, or do you have to go right now?
Yeah, just like in a few minutes.
Okay, then is there anything that you would like to say just to be, just in terms of anything that you would like to see in place for this coming year, or anything you don't want to see in place, or is, I mean, I know I'm putting you totally on the spot right now, but before you go.
That's totally fine. I really loved the radio show. So if we could get more sessions, I know there's like so many people that I want to interview. I think that if we could have some more sessions and a little bit like more organization in terms of like...
You mean preparing people, preparing sessions, meaning like leading up to the radio show so that you feel really grounded in it?
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Okay. And I mean, like everything's going really well. I have like nothing but positive things to say. So,
what's wrong with you? Just kidding.
I mean, maybe we could talk a little bit about the role of mentorship versus youth ambassador, but that's probably like a different conversation for a different time.
Great. Yeah. And I think what I really would love is as much of your input as possible to help to define it. Because I think at some point, I think we'll land on a formula that really works that we can keep replicating each year. Excuse Lola, she's wanting to chime in. Nice. Thank you, Lola. I appreciate that. She wants it to not just be for people, but for animals too. That's her chime in. So at some point, we actually land on a template that can be replicated. But until then, it's a work in progress. So this can be an ongoing conversation. Maybe, Priyanka, you can help set up a mentorship committee, and maybe you can reach out to Cam or Kat and see if you can have your own meeting and let me know what you guys come up with out of that about, you know, guidelines, what you, like what the minimum time requirement is. Because I know what Kat said to me earlier when we talked before, what's the time requirement? Like there's, you know, mentors want to know how they can be successful, and they want to know like if it's manageable. So do you think maybe I could pass the baton to you to reach out to Cam and Kat and maybe some of the other past youth ambassadors and talk and maybe come up with a time that you guys can have that conversation?
Absolutely. Yeah. I had some questions about the role of a youth ambassador as well, but I can ask that later.
No, that's okay. Well, that's another deep conversation that I want to have. So that's actually one of the things that I wanted to leave you all with, is to talk about, because I really want to get clear I want to get as clear as possible about what our requirements are, the minimum requirements, so that as we go out and scout for new youth ambassadors, because once we put the announcement out, people start coming in. I mean, when we, like 2 years ago, when we really put it out there, we ended up having hundreds of people apply. Mm. So, I mean, there's no lack of great young people in the world that want to be a part of something like this. So we really need to have some clear cut identifiers, like what we want, what we don't want, you know, that kind of stuff. And I have some of those qualifications on the website. So maybe that's another committee. So we should put another email out to have a conversation specifically about that sooner rather than later. Does anybody want to be a part of that conversation? Priyanka?
I'll take part in that, yeah.
Cam, yeah. Then would you put that announcement out there to whoever else wants to be on that committee to come up with the requirements for youth ambassadors?
Sure. Let me just write that up. Hang on.
Love this. This is exciting.
Sorry, I have to head out.
Mwah, we love you. Go get them.
I love you too. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Priyanka. Bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cam, if you could link me in with that, I don't know if I'll be able to dedicate too much capacity, but include me into that kind of subcommittee.
Oh,
you got it.
Oh, that's exciting to me.
I think what we'll aim for is the people to be on that, in particular, the ones who were on the first year, when we first went to Guatemala.
Yeah.
So I think that would be like our safest bet, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Because you guys, your group, Kat, would probably know best, because you guys had the kind of the full enchilada. You got the weekly calls with the hero's journey. I mean, that's one thing that I thought would be cool, because I know that Priyanka and Cam didn't get that. They, when we talk about the hero's journey, there's still kind of a look of like, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about. And Kat, you guys really got that pretty good, right?
Yeah. So what was it last year? Sorry, because I was working full time.
Yeah,
what
was last year? Last year we did the radio show in lieu of our weekly calls. So we started in like, was it April or?
I think we started actually late May. It was late May.
Right.
And we went all the way till
December.
November, December. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was our. More or less, that took the place of our weekly calls. And on the radio, we had youth ambassadors that were featured, that were interviewed, and then we also interviewed mentors that that either the youth ambassador found to be inspiring to them, or somebody that I knew that was kind of in the world doing really, really cool things. So that was kind of the main thing. And then we did our service project. We went to Guatemala once again, but we also added, because every year we want to do something different, but because we established such a deep relationship with Techo, the Johnson family really connected, and Susan brought that home and really made that happen again. So maybe, I think that will be an ongoing project that Susan spearheads, or that Diana. So there will probably always be some kind of Techo component, which I think is awesome. But we also want to do an additional country so that eventually we get to travel the whole world. So last year we added Colombia to that, and we did a service trip there. Go ahead, Cam.
My mom would like to still continue to work with Colombia in particular. She's been talking with me, and her goal is to have a trip down in January that it goes for like 3 weeks of next year. And so the goal would be to do it like right after the holidays, so that it's before the kids go back to college, but it's not interfering with finals, and it's also not interfering with family holidays.
That's great.
So I'll continue to work with her on that, and I guess kind of take charge of the whole Rhode Island branch if I need to. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you know, one thought I had about that, because Kat, the main thing that we learned about while we were there, it was more of a learning experience than service.
Yeah.
We learned about compost sustainable toilets. And in learning about that, I was talking to a young woman today who's going to Mozambique for the Peace Corps, and she's going to be building toilets, but they're not sustainable. They're not compost toilets. So I thought, no matter what we do in the world, it would be really good for us to know about how to build these toilets. So anywhere we go, we can be kind of a representative of how this system can help farms and help people to actually not create waste, but to create, you know, better crops. And it helps their whole ecology. And I mean, it's
permaculture.
Exactly. It's such a powerful thing. So I think it's great as we go along. I imagine that 10 years from now, we'll have 10 new countries that we visit every year, because it'll be hard to just visit once. Cause we always go ahead.
Could I ask a question as well? So is there any way we could have more conversation, and it might be offline, or pay more attention, or do something more to do kind of, I get Chimin's US kind of organization, but make it a little bit less US centric. So even when you're talking about it's not interfering with the holidays, etc. Like January with most people in the UK have already gone back to school. And so I'm just saying, maybe be more culturally aware that the holidays in the US aren't the holidays everywhere. And even trips being in South America is so hard for so many other people around the world to get to. So I don't know the best way. And obviously I couldn't join the calls last year because they were 2 a.m. in London. I don't think that there's not going to be anything that suits everyone. However, can we put more things. I don't know what that is, and I'm happy to work it out with somebody if possible, because I don't know what that is, to make it more kind of culturally aware and global and yeah, more accessible for people who aren't US from America.
Thank you. Absolutely. And I think, you know, we tried a couple of different times to accommodate different people, and it seemed like then we ended up landing on a time that seemed to work for more people than not, but it's still, I mean, I so appreciate you being such a trooper and showing up in the middle of the night. And I would love to find whatever that sweet spot is. And I'm happy to trade off and be like, have us be, you know, in the middle of the night and it be at a more convenient time for you. So
Even as well, not necessarily the call, because I understand that's not going to fit everyone, but if you can't go to their calls, another way for you to be actively involved, if you can't go to any, do you know what I mean? Just more mechanisms, I suppose, for people who can't make certain elements. maybe it needs a little bit more of work to know what the optimum situation
and
is.
And keep in mind, like Deanna Deanna, who you know from Techo. She was our Guatemalan youth ambassador last year, and who'd be a mentor this year. She can never make calls on Saturday. So because she honors the Sabbath on Saturday. So we need to keep that kind of stuff in mind. And it seems like Saturday, you know, I don't know that there's ever going to be one day and time that's going to accommodate everybody, but when you have your call to talk about the Youth Ambassador Program, please do. I will take your recommendations to heart so strongly. So thank you for bringing that up, because that's very important.
And for me, as the GC logistics person,
yes,
it would be great if maybe all of you emailed me best times or best days for you to do calls or best times to have these sorts of meetings, and that way I can look, and if I have time, we can plan it that way. But that way we just know, you know, include your time zone and when you're best available, and then we can, you know, make it more fair, because it needs to be for all of us. And you're right, not everybody's in the United States, and that's the whole goal, is to not have everyone be in the US. So we definitely want that.
Right. So think about Nancy and I as being supportive of what you guys want. So what I would like to do is flip it, so that, like in the past, it's been me asking things of you guys. I would like to flip it so that more this year, it's you guys asking stuff of us, and us having to go, oh yeah, okay, we can do that, or we'll figure out how to do that. So that's kind of the ratio.
That's exactly why I said, send me those things and I'll come up with the time for you.
All right. Unless you guys want it. I mean, unless you don't need it, you know, but if it helps you to know that we are available, and there's other mentors that I'm wanting to bring on, or not just mentors, but helpful people that might have a skill set in organization or with numbers or with itineraries or whatever that you can know about, so you don't have to feel overwhelmed. My intention is that this program, as much as possible, be something that you just can't wait to be a part of every time. That it's not, that there's never a, oh, I have to do that. There's never, like, it's never on the list as something to check off. That it's this, like, oh, I can't wait, because it's just a joy. So make sure that the things that you're not happy about doing, you get that to a minimum, and the things that you're really gifted in and that you're excited about, that's the majority of what you focus on. Okay. So on that note, there's something that I'm recommending, and I know Dana was harping about this last year. There's a couple of books that we would really love for you guys to read, and because it could help us with kind of a common language. I think these are two books that are supportive of what our mission is. The first book is called The Inevitable by Kevin Kelly, no relationship to me. And it's a book about, he's a futurist, and he's a technology guru. And he really talks about, it's just mind-blowing, the way that we could potentially position ourselves using technology for the greater good. To me, it's something that would be really great for us all to have under our belts. And the other book is A Fuller View, and it's Buckminster Fuller's vision of hope and abundance for all. And it's by Stephen Seiden, Sieden. And as some of you may have heard us talk about, Stephen Buckminster Fuller, so this is a book about Buckminster Fuller's philosophy. He was the main person that was credited with being the inspiration for the Millennium Development Goals when they first came into being. So Jeffrey Sachs, he's the economist that is kind of, his name is associated with the Millennium Goals, now the Sustainable Goals. But Buckminster Fuller was the inspiration behind Jeffrey Sachs and so many world-changing people that are really at the cutting edge of sustainability and making a difference in the lives of women and eradicating poverty are Buckminster Fuller devotees. So it's not like a religion or that kind of thing. It's just he's also a futurist, and he inside of his world, you can see how the world could work for everybody in a completely sustainable way. So good information, and it's a series of essays written by other people about what they learned from him. I think you'll find it interesting, and it's pretty much a quick read. So I would say sooner rather than later, pick those up and read those so that we can have a conversation about those at some point soon and see. I'd like to talk, have a few conversations with you guys about them. Any comments or thoughts or questions about that?
I know Priyanka and myself already have a copy of the Fuller View.
Oh, great.
So I think, Christian, you should talk with her about that before you go out and get yourself your own copy, because I know she's got one for sure. Right. We'll definitely look into the other book as well.
And I think it would be really great for us to have a book list as we go along. So as you find a magazine or a writer or a book that you think is great, like I know Half the Sky is another book that I think would be great, but I don't want to overload you at this moment. But at some point we should have a really nice, robust reading list of books that we put our stamp of approval on and recommend. Go ahead.
I was going to say maybe that could be on our website, recommended reading.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Would you make a note of that, Nancy?
I just did.
Oh, I'm so happy.
And then I was thinking perhaps that we could try and find a way to get one of the writers of these books on the radio show.
Yes.
For sure. Faux shizzle. I don't know why I'm saying that. I don't know why.
Because you're excited. It's okay.
Yes. That's one thing that's really exciting is that, it's not that hard to get great people on. We got Marcy Shymoff right towards the end, and there's no limit to who we can get to interview. Then you guys have to fight over who gets to interview those people.
What was the first book called? I'm on Amazon. I'm like ordering it as we speak. So
that's great. It's
called The Inevitable.
The Inevitable.
Inevitable.
Kevin Kelly was the writer.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Yes. I think you guys are going to dig these books. So yeah, we should have a conversation that discusses each of them individually to kind of pick it apart. Like so as you're reading it, think about what you agree with, what you don't agree with, or what inspires you about those books. So
thought on the days that we bring on the authors to the radio show, I think if we're going to do that, we should have a segment like maybe early on where we actually have all the youth ambassadors talk about, maybe the first two segments talk about what we thought about it. Third segment, we bring the author on, ask him any questions that we've got. And then fourth segment, be like a wrap up.
Ooh, Cameron, you're thinking like a producer. Mm-hmm. Honey, I love it. Write that down. Because that's it. That's perfect. I love it. Great. Okay, so the other thing I want to give you a little overview about, Kat, I started talking to you about this. Cam, you've heard a little, I think, and Priyanka, Krishnam and Nancy, a little bit. I'll just give the bit of an overview, and we'll have a video to send you very soon. We're partnering with the High Performance Life. Joe Gagnon is kind of the force behind that. And April 15th is going to be the culminating event. There's going to be a 6-continent challenge where he's going to run a marathon in 6 different continents: Sydney, Australia, Singapore, Johannesburg, London, Sao Paulo, Brazil, and then Compton, Los Angeles. So I think, Kat, if we're doing the math, if it's April 15th, it would be 14th, the 13th, April 13th, maybe either, I would say either the 12th or the 13th would be the day in London. So can you kind of pencil that in on your calendar?
Yeah.
I would say that, let me see, probably the 13th.
13th of April, Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this event is going to do, we're really tying three things together at once. The High Performance Life, which is an organization that encourages people to be more than they think they can. It's not just about athletics. It's about any goal. There's any goal that you have as in terms of doing and being more in your world. And Joe, the main guy, is going to be the one that's going to be running around, but he wants to run not just to stretch himself, because he's an ultra marathoner. He's never done 6 marathons in 6 days on 6 different continents with no breaks.
Has anybody?
I don't think so. No, I mean, there's been people that have done multiple marathons in a row, but they've all been in one country. I don't think anybody's done 6 in different countries.
Do we need to contact Guinness?
I think we do, actually.
We should contact Guinness,
Write that down.
Who's Guinness? What's
Guinness? Guinness World Records.
Yeah, not Guinness the beer.
That is that's why I'm like British.
I know. Oh, and yum, right?
I think it's pronounced Guinness Book of World Records, but that's another thought. We're going to be connecting with the Celerity Schools who we went to. We all went to Guatemala with them 2 years ago. A year ago. So they're in Compton in Los Angeles will be the culminating event. And there's going to be about at least 1,500 students and teachers and parents from the Celerity Schools running and participating in the marathon with surrounding people, you know, people in the community. Everybody doing something that they haven't done before, a little bit, even if it's just 5 steps further than they've ever run before. So for me, I might run, I don't know, I've never run 12 miles. I've run 10 miles before, but I'll do something that I haven't done before, which would symbolize something that we can all stretch.
So this in 2016, I did 44 mile run through the mountains in England, and I'm doing it again this year.
What?
So I could do that. Yeah, 44 miles through the
British mountains. How are you going to outdo that?
I was planning on doing the same this year, but I could do it as part of this project.
Oh my God. Okay, then we have to put you in touch with Joe. He's going to freak out over you.
He can do it with me if he's here.
Yeah.
If he wants to.
44 miles.
44 miles. How long does that take?
A marathon is 26 and a half miles or something.
Yeah. 26 and a half, yeah.
So I did it in 9 hours, like night just after 9 hours. So, which is
mind
good.
Blown, mind blown.
I don't have a mind. I have no mind. 44 miles. We're not talking about we're talking about miles.
Miles. Yeah. It's a full day event. It leaves at 5:30 a.m. The race starts at 5:30 a.m. And yeah, then you get in.
Well, yeah,
you lived through it.
It's called the Keswick to Barrow. However, this year I think it's 40 miles, so 4 miles less, which so it should be easier, if anything. It's called the Keswick to Barrow. It's in the Lake District in England, and you run around the mountains.
Is there a date that's already established for that, or could that be?
It's like May. I mean, it's not going to be on the exact day, but it's like within a month. So I could still do it as part of the project. It's
sure.
May. Absolutely.
So he's also going to be kind of, well, as he's running, imagine him holding an invisible banner that has, you know, education and chime in and young people and bringing the world together, celebrating our diversity, celebrating how we're similar, and it really being an opportunity for a press conference in each place to talk about how all the different ways that we can bring the world together and how we all need to stretch outside our comfort zone in order for that to happen. And I would love to have a youth ambassador in each of these cities that could also be next to Joe and speak about, chime in and talk about how what we're doing relates to the high performance life, because it is about stretching your leadership and stretching your ability to think outside the box and all of those things. So as soon as we get the criteria for our youth ambassadors and our mentorship program, I really could use help, and not me. Actually, I want to support you guys in looking for the new people that'll be joining us. And mentors can be past youth ambassadors, and they can also be people like the authors of these books or people like Sam Collins, Kat, somebody that inspires you, that's, you know, those can be people that can, you know, step in either on our radio show or join us on a particular call, that kind of thing. So Krishnam.
Yeah, I actually have someone that I could, I don't know if I'd be able to get in contact. He's a famous athlete, very similar to Joe. He's like alter athlete also. And I was very inspired by him because he was one of the reasons why I turned like vegan, because of his kind of the way he just performs and everything. So I think that'll be kind of.
And is it Rich
yeah,
Roll? Roll?
Yeah, I think
yes.
Dan. I think he lives in
LA, and a friend of mine is friends with him. So we could definitely get him.
Yeah. And he's a really cool guy. So that would be pretty cool. I would be pretty honored if I could get to interview him. So if that happens.
So this is one thing that the mentors are good for, because we might know people that know him, like I do. So use us for that kind of stuff. So please follow up with me about making an introduction for you.
Sure.
Okay.
And if you know anybody who's in Sydney or is in Singapore or Johannesburg or, you know, these places that we've mentioned, if you know people like yourselves, please let us know, because that's a potential. And we do want someone in every city.
Right. Yeah. So Mariah, on her behalf, I know that she's really sick today. But what she wants to bring to the program going forward is what she really loved was being the social media correspondent. And she wants to coordinate social media and make sure that we're getting the most impact for what we're doing. So she is going to be looking for other social media correspondents that she can work with, and hopefully ideally every city that we have a youth ambassador in, and every country at least, there would be a corresponding social media correspondent that would work with that person to help fan the flames of their event. So Kat, if you're running your 44 miles, you know, there'd be somebody that would be helping to promote you, because it's hard to tweet and Twitter and Facebook while you're out there running the 44 miles, you know, have somebody kind of on your behalf. So whether you're a mentor or a youth ambassador, we'd really love to have there be a specific social media person. Not that everybody can't be a part of social media. Everybody can, but I'm somebody that's responsible for that country being represented.
So is there a way currently that we can, I know a couple of people who might be good. I mean, I'm 25 this year, so I'm
in
touch with all the young people, the young, exciting people, to be honest. But is there any way we can set up something for people to apply? I know initially there was an application. I don't know, because I know so many different outlets to get the word out there and get quite. But is there a mechanism to check them applications and how that'd be done? And is that, when will applications go out so I can go to all my different networks to get people to come in?
Great. So I think in terms of the order of things, I think first is you guys coming up with the criteria. And right now we have criteria, but I want to upgrade it. So on the website, and let me see if I can show that to you. Actually, Cameron, can you do that? Because you're pretty quick.
Yep. Hold on.
Can you go to the homepage and then scroll down to where the criteria is? And
I have it in one too.
And you can put it up on the Zoom so that we can all see. So what Cam's looking for, Kat, is on our homepage, there is a, if you want to be a youth ambassador, or you know somebody, go to blah blah blah, and then scroll. There's an application, and we say to create a video and an essay that talks about why you want to be a youth ambassador. Nancy had a great idea, and this is one thing that needs to be changed: is to make sure that the video is not a duplication of the essay, so that they're answering two different questions. Right now, they kind of overlap. So how do I apply?
Could we update? Who is there? Anyone responsible for? Like, who owns the website?
Actually, I do. I have the passwords, and I'm happy to give them to this core group, so that you guys, as you see things or want to make. I mean, I think. Because my computer got stolen, I'm starting from scratch. I actually, at this moment, don't know what the password is. I have to get it from Terry. It's actually Nancy's sister is our web goddess. We've just got goddesses everywhere. And Kat studying ancient Greece, so she knows all about the goddesses. So Terry will give me the password, and then I will pass it to you guys so that you can make changes. And just, you know, if I see anything that I don't agree with, which I can't imagine, I'll say something. But this small group of us, I trust you guys to be empowered to go in. It's a WordPress site, so it's pretty simple.
Okay, sure. Yeah, no, it was just to change the date, so it's just up to date, really. That was literally, because it says
no. We need to do a whole entire revamp of. About 1,000 things need to change, and we can start with little things, but also, you know, sweeping things. So that's something else. What I would really like to do, here's my timeline. I would love this time next month to be ready to open up the curtains and have the play begin. So I'd love to take this month between now and what's the date today? Today is the 14th. So let's just say by the middle of next February to be like, have the website in good shape and to have the criteria all up and to have us have a really clear sense of who, what it takes to be a mentor, what it takes to be a youth ambassador, everybody feel good about that. And then start going after people, like you said, Kat, so that you can feel really confident about sending people that you know and love to the website to apply. Does that sound good?
Great. Amazing. Thank you.
Cool. Does that sound doable?
Yes, yeah. It does.
Great.
I have a lot of time right now being jobless.
Yay!
So I'd like to take down a quick inventory of everything that we need to get done so I can actually do something instead of just sitting in the house.
God, I love you.
So revamp and rework the website, including, yes. Including the requirements for application.
And while you're doing that, Nancy, can I just ask you if you would shoot Terry a quick email and ask her for the username and password for the chime in? Because I know she's out of town, but she might be more apt to answer you than me right now.
So posting the information on the recommended books / required books. What else did we mention?
Having a small committee to talk about the requirements. Oh, wait, the requirements for the...
Right, I've got that down.
And then also for mentors.
And, so requirements for mentors.
Yeah, and I think Mariah would probably... Mariah said that she was going to take on the social media correspondent, like that domain, but I think that could be another... That's another committee that, you know, one of or two of you guys might want to be a part of.
Yep.
Let me see. And, you know... Maybe somebody, if I'm not exactly sure, but if there's somebody that wants to work with Dana as a youth representative, as the Krishna?
Krishna is totally on board with that one right there.
Awesome. Then maybe you can reach out to Dana and just ask him what the best way to get involved. Because I know that Dana and I talked about how with everything we do, we want there to be a youth involved at the core level to consult and also to inform and to be a part of. So I know in many ways the ship has sailed. Like there's already so many things that are in place, but I think that it'd be really great to have you involved with Dana so that you could be like a bridge between this 6-continent challenge and chime in and make sure that all the links are connected. And you have Dana's email address, right?
I have his number. I don't think I have his email address.
It's Dana.
Okay.
Dana G Walden, Walden, @gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay. So let me see. What else? I'm trying to minimize the screen.
I can stop sharing.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Just so I can see my little... Actually, I can see... let's see. We've got the... I think that's it for now. And I wanted to keep this call about an hour. So what else does anybody else want to say or share that anything that we missed? Krishnam?
I have an idea. I don't know if is it good to say ideas right now. Should I wait?
Yes. Oh, but hold that thought for one second. Hold it for one second. I want to let you all know that we have a Colombian youth ambassador that isn't on this call because she's on vacation with her family, and her family rarely goes away because their farm is so high maintenance, and they're always there. But Jamila is
Janila.
Why did I? It's Ni with an N, right?
But
Janila.
Yeah.
She is 17 years old, and she's going on. She's an ancient soul in a very young body who's very, very passionate about sustainability, and she's so wise about so many things. And she made an incredible video that I will send you guys. Nancy, can you send me a reminder email so I can forward Janila's video and essay to everybody so that you can get to know her?
Yeah.
Kat, you're the only one that hasn't met her, and I promise you, you are going to flip.
Amazing.
She's another sister from another mister. You're going to love her.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. She's quite stunning. Okay. So Krishna, back to you.
So after I came back from Guatemala, I had time to kind of reflect on kind of what happened in also Colombia. And I was thinking of this. This is kind of like a very radical idea. I don't know if this will take probably time to develop. I don't know when it will happen.
I like radical ideas.
Okay. So I know because people are, vacation time is a summer, who knows what we're doing, but it's just an idea. I was thinking that what happened in Guatemala and what happened in Colombia, we should combine that and take it to India and work with an NGO there. I know a lot of
read my mind.
Yeah, I know a lot of NGOs.
Are you
there.
Psychic?
Yeah.
Psychic. Oh my God.
And my mom knows there's a lot of people there, and you can work with someone. There's one in the northern part of the Himalayas that do a lot of sustainable building and similar things with bamboo. So we can do maybe building houses similar to what happened in Colombia, building houses in Guatemala, but out of bamboo instead of the type of wood we had. But I don't know, just ideas that I just thought of, and we can bring the people from Guatemala and Colombia there. If I don't know how possible that would be, but it's something that I thought of just as a cool
and,
place.
You know what, Krishnam? We've got the resource of Janila and her father who built all of those
trees
and house, everything. That whole hotel was made of bamboo. So as far as I'm trying to figure that out, we have somebody that we know would be more
expert.
That's an awesome idea.
Maybe we could even bring Stefan, Janila's father, what you read my mind about was I think now is the time to start to think about where will our service project be at the end of the year or whenever it is. If it's not at the end of the year, Kat, like you said, it doesn't have to be in December.
Right.
I think one thing that's nice about December is that most people celebrate some kind of a holiday season. And it seems like that's a time that a lot of people have off. But spring break is also a time that people have off. But we're doing, but spring, we're going to, the high performance life thing is happening. So, I think I think
we'll figure it out.
What we want is an end of year project, and we want it to be in another country. And we might as well, I love the idea of piggybacking on what we've learned. Like we all have a little bit of experience building houses. We all have some of us have some experience building toilets. So why not kind of blend some of that and bring it to a completely different culture?
Yes.
So Krishnam, I would then ask you to be the guy to kind of be in charge of doing some of the research on the where, the what, the who, the how much. I mean,
sure.
If you can start, when there's plenty of time, there's not as much pressure, but I love that idea.
Okay.
I love it. And it doesn't take away from anybody who wants to go back to Guatemala, because there can still, every people can do all of it if they want. They can do Guatemala, they can go to Colombia and India, but I think there should be one new thing. And this is a conversation that we can all have if you all, want to chime in on this. Mm-hmm. Do you agree that there should be a new country that we do some service project in each year, since it's such a big world?
I was thinking, sorry.
Go.
This is part of the new, I suppose you could say, requirement for people applying. a thought crossed my mind, because this is obviously Krishnam's idea. He's actually spoken about it with me before about going to India. He actually was talking about, you know, how their toilet system is currently very poor over there, and how they have basically holes in the ground that just people or it's just in the streets. So basically, he obviously put two and two together. I'd like to talk or with each ambassador, past ambassador, you mentor, everybody who's looking to be a part of Chime In. I want their specific vision of something that they would love to do eventually in the world.
Yeah. And there could be, like, say we have 10 different possibilities on the table. Like when we chose Guatemala for 2015, we thought we were going to Israel. And then when that changed, all of a sudden we thought, okay, what are all the different options? And we had like 10 different options. We thought we might go to Dubai. We might go to, God knows. I mean, there were so many options, and we basically, you know, had to look and evaluate it, all the different criteria. And then we found that Guatemala was the best bet for the money, for the time, for the, so really we don't have to right now pick what this year's project will be. Although if you're like Krishnam and you have a passion that it be a country that you are from and that you're related to, then if you want to make that be the one that stands out, then do more research and make a compelling case so that stands out. But it would be great if we could get to the point where we had a 10-year plan where we knew, you know, oh my God, like we've got our act so well together that we have our calendar 10 years in advance and we know all the different places we're going to explore.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Because I think this will take a lot of organization, especially contacting people in India. And I think maybe in the summer of 2018 could be some possibilities, like the winter of 2018, something like that, where like a long-term plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you familiar, just out of curiosity, and I do want to wrap this up like in a minute or two here. Are you familiar with the Brahma Kumaris in India?
Yeah, I've heard of them, yeah.
So I'm very familiar and connected with the U.S. head of the Brahma Kumaris. There's, I don't know how many millions are worldwide, but it's kind of the new age arm of Hinduism. It's like one, so it's a really liberal arm. And they have a huge ashram and residential site. And I've been invited to come. And I know, and so I don't know if that's anywhere near what you were talking about, but they could be one possibility of a place where we could stay, or maybe they could help us.
Exactly. No, I mean, I'm completely agreeing with you. Like, I think that'll be really cool. Because when I was younger, I actually used to live in an ashram when I was with my mom. And it's one of the most, like, it's a very spiritual kind of experience. Like, kind of like we had in Colombia, where we experienced that kind of spiritual energy.
Yeah.
It's similar, but doing like in different culture completely. And I think I agree that it's something like that will give such a alter, like, you know, perspective into the world. And
right. Especially if we go to India, we'd have to experience some of the spirituality there. We couldn't just do the service. We would have to get some experience of an ashram there, some kind of experience. Okay, well, I am so excited about how this call has gone. I appreciate all of you. This has been wonderful. I think we've got some great notes. Nancy, I think you've been taking notes, and I know, Cam, you took some notes.
So I have lots of notes.
And so maybe you can make sure that everybody who said that they were going to do something has that, you know, note in front of them. Does everybody know what their takeaway is? You have it on there, like with names attached to who goes to what?
For the most part, if you could stick on the call just shortly afterwards, and I'll confirm everything with you. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So why don't we, in closing, why don't we just say let's just say one thing that we appreciate from what we've gotten from this call and what we're going to take into the rest of our day.
I appreciate the openness, and everybody seems to be very open to all the ideas that are out on our table, and which is great, because actually what, you know, Krishnam was talking about with India, you and I had spoken about, let's everybody tell us their ideas. This is a split organization, so everybody can say what they want, and then we can all decide as a group what we're excited about. So I feel that openness and that flow, and it's wonderful.
That's great. Thank you.
I'd have to say the motivation. Motivation is one of the things that I find hardest to come by. So for me, seeing everybody, you know, all excited, very much involved, and then even myself, I was kind of surprised myself by just saying, I'll take on this, I'll take on that, this call. But like, I'll do it. I'll step up to the bat and follow through. So.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you, Cam. Krishnam.
I mean, I feel kind of very, first I feel very inspired first by just the guidance of you, Kelly, and I mean, having also Cam as a friend and having Nancy, meeting Nancy, so, and eventually meeting Kat, that'll be amazing. But just, I feel like I have such a movement now in my life, and now this organization is helping me, guide me, and to what I'm passionate about, and having all these people around me that support me is just amazing, so.
That's wonderful. So Kat, I asked everybody if there's something that they are going to take with them from this call into their life, some quality of being or anything that inspires them.
Optimism. It's been really nice speaking to you guys and hearing your voices. It's made me very optimistic about the year. Everything falls into place. Yeah.
Well, I ditto everything that you guys have said. There's a midwife friend of mine named Connie Rock, and she's famous for saying ease comes through community. And I feel like there's a sense of ease and there's a sense of forward momentum with joy connected to it. So this is a great community. And I also love that Margaret Mead quote that says, who says that a small group of thoughtful individuals can't change the world? Well, in fact, it's the only kind of group that ever has. So on that note, thank you so much. Let's do our chime in outro. Let's point at yourself and say, I am the change.
I am the change.
I am the change.
You are the change.
You are the change.
We are the change.
We are the change.
Go be the change.
Go be the change.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye. Cam, I'll call ya.
Okay.